Pod Culture, episode 504, Dinner at Studio V.
Studio V2.
V2, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, V2. So, I'm Brad.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Crystal.
And that's all you got.
Yep.
Oh, well, Bailey's over here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bailey's. She's hanging out.
Adam and I, we have a puppy. Well, yeah. Puppy. She's 10 years old. And
she acts like a puppy.
She does act like a puppy. That's why I call her my puppy.
Yep.
She's my baby.
But we figured while on the hiatus, we would say, the hell with the hiatus.
Yeah.
Fuck that hiatus.
And do a couple of little things to sprinkle in and out throughout the hiatus.
Kind of have a little special episode sprinkles.
And then so they would drag my hermit ass out of the apartment.
Yep. We are in Adam and I's condo. Only actually about a mile and a half probably from Brad's house. We're neighbors.
Not too much further than you were anyway.
Exactly.
I know.
Yep. A few blocks.
Totally neighbors.
That was freaky.
Yep.
I will never forget that finding that. I'm like, you're where?
You're, just a few streets down. We need to hang out.
So, first off, for a geek cuisine,
yep. We
have Mountain Dew Black Label. Now,
Dew crafted with dark berry.
Ooh.
As long as it didn't say crafted with dingleberry.
Yeah, oh, yes.
True. That would not be very appetizing.
And Brad has poured for us, and it's like a dark purple color.
Darker Dew. It looks like kind of pitch black.
Yeah, kind of like pitch black. Reminds me a lot of my grandmother's purple juice, which we've done on the show a couple of times.
Smells like it. A little bit.
Actually, it kind of does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out. Maybe it tastes like it.
Got a bit of a grape taste or smell.
It kind of has that taste to it.
It's very reminiscent of that.
I don't know if it's grape or blackberry. Maybe both.
Yeah.
It has a blackberry taste to it.
I'm going to choose to think that it tastes like the purple juice, and that's where I'm going with it. Even if it's blackberry,
very
still.
Carbonated and caffeinated purple juice.
Yep.
Which,
caffeinated is always important.
I'm all about.
It's a great drink.
Yeah, too bad I can't tell what flavor it is.
Yeah.
No. You know what it says?
What?
It says grapefruit. Grape juice.
Grape juice?
Citrus acid.
Nice.
Yep, natural flavors. Concentrated orange juice.
That's all in all the
mountains. So that's what it is. It's grape juice and orange juice and some added citric acid, which basically is lemonade.
Hmm.
So that's...
Yeah, it comes in a pretty cool green,
pretty
silver,
much
black can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of badass.
Like, yeah, I like it. That's Brad showed me this can. I'm like, holy crap. That is cool.
Yeah, I had one sitting in the fridge, started to drive over, and went, crap, I forgot it. So, luckily, we have a plethora of Thornton's at the intersection.
Yes, we do. Mm.
Like, I love it for the one day we had
three.
Mm-hmm.
The one day that there were three of them over.
Three all on the same intersection. It was kind of awesome. But, yeah, this is good. I give it a thumbs up.
Yes.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, I give it two thumbs up.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because I'm liking that.
So what is...
It's tasty.
So the Cap side of Civil War, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We got Spidey and Cap going here.
Yep. Spidey Cap cups.
They are pub glasses.
They are pub glasses.
Your Spidey and pub... Or Spidey and Captain America pub glasses.
That my sweetie got me for Christmas.
And very appropriate for living in Louisville, too, because you got one that's all red and one that's all blue. Even though blue is incorrect.
It is.
I know.
No, it's not.
It's very incorrect.
It's not.
Gotta be red.
It's got to be red.
I know.
Yep. Red is right.
See, even Indiana got the right color.
Blue is bogus.
Whatever.
Y'all. Red is right. Blue is bogus.
Go Cats.
Go Cards. I really don't care, honestly.
I know you don't.
Which is a good thing we're not recording over there anyway right now.
Yeah.
There's some sports ball thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
My neighbors are not quiet. You've heard them.
The upstairs.
Yeah. Well, I say,
a thumbs up on the Mountain Dew Black Label.
Thumbs up.
They better keep it around because right now I'm a little annoyed at Amazon because they don't have it. They had Game Fuel for the longest time. You could order in like 15 packs of 12 ounces, and it's not available anymore. Nor is the little 12-ounce bottles of Baja Blast.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's awesome. You can at least still get Baja Blast at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
But Game Fuel, man.
That's the stuff.
That is the crack.
That is the stuff.
I would have thought when some of the big games had come out, there would have been one.
Yeah. No. I would have thought with Overwatch coming out, they would start...
They may be something you never know.
Doing that.
Maybe they're, like, holding it back because they're, like, repackaging it or something.
Maybe.
Like, for...
It's not like I don't have three 12-packs from Halo 3 sitting in the office.
Oh, man.
If Rose hasn't destroyed them every time she's fallen off the back of the...
Four Halos ago.
Nope. Oh, shit, it was, like, four Halos ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, we just had Halo 4.
Five. Yeah. But we had Reach, and we've had ODST.
Didn't we have Wars, too?
Not since then, no. That came out after 2, I think. This is Halo Wars 2. Or has that come out yet? I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, we got another one. And
don't put your glass down, Brad. We've got another one.
Yeah, I saw this. I cannot remember for the life of me if we have had this soda on the show before. But if we haven't, it is a travesty.
Do you know what? Who cares? If we have, then... We'll be drinking it again because this is a hometown classic.
And yes. I might end up having to correct you all on the name of it.
This is a soda called Ale 8-1.
A late one.
A late one. Thank you. That's actually what it's called. Is a late one.
A late one.
Everyone calls it L8.
Yep.
They leave off the one.
It even says a late one.
That's what I told people, and people are like, "I've never noticed that." Yeah. I'm like, "It's actually
a late one,
and it's kind of a cult soda, kind of like Big Red is in some of the countries, in some counties,
regions, whatever."
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
A little.
Yep. Knock yourself out.
Been a while since I've had LA or a late one.
A late one,
but I assume it's kind of a ginger ale-ish.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's made here in Kentucky. Kind of a famous thing, I guess.
Yep, that's his stuff. It's kind of like a... It's like a ginger ale, almost.
It's crisp.
But it's, it's... There's no other way to explain it, but it's just different.
It's crisp. Very, very crisp.
Yeah.
Now, what would mix well with this?
Apparently, a lot of people put bourbon with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
Yeah, well, it's Kentucky. So they got to put the two Kentucky products, bourbon, no matter what the bourbon is. Oh, he's going to go get a bourbon. Adam just took off running toward the kitchen. I'm assuming since we have like a plethora of different bourbons that he's going to
Some people have a wine rack. You have a bourbon rack.
Yep.
Yeah. We have a bourbon section to our kitchen.
Oh, good stuff. He's Four Roses.
Yeah.
Adam has grabbed the Four Roses bourbon, the yellow label.
The yellow label. Nothing too terribly fancy. Since we're
still a good bourbon.
Diluting it anyway. Geek Cuisine Lab right here.
All
right.
In action. This is live TV, folks.
Not bad.
But not great.
Not great.
Your face would say that you'd rather have the bourbon straight.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll try it.
I'll try it. Brad, you up for a try?
I'm up for it, as long as it ain't cuttlefish.
Yeah, it just tastes like diluted bourbon, right?
Yeah.
Dang.
I like it still. Wow. I like it still because it has bourbon in it. Excuse me.
But it just tastes like watered down bourbon almost. Like,
yeah, it just tastes like watered down bourbon.
Like, it doesn't really, you don't taste the a late one anymore.
He did have a generous pour.
Of the late one or the?
Of the four roses.
Yeah, maybe overpowered it a bit.
Maybe.
But I've heard people ordering L8. Well, they say L8. L8 and bourbon.
Yeah.
But I think... I don't know. Not that big
I'll give
a
late one. I'll give it a thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. The L8 one gets a thumbs up.
It gets a one thumb up for me instead of two. Because I'm not a huge fan of ginger ale and Sprite and all that stuff.
You associate those with being sick?
I do. I have. Mm-hmm. It's a psychological thing. Yep. So, like, if I have 7-Up or Sprite or anything like that, it, like, makes me sick.
Or the yellow Gatorade.
Yeah. I can't even drink Gatorade, period.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross. It's grossing me out. They got some good Gatorade.
It tastes like sweat to me, which is exactly what it's supposed to be. It's like another electrolyte, you know, replenishing. Yeah. And literally, it tastes like sweat to me. It tastes like flavored sweat.
Ew.
Grosses me out. Yeah, exactly. Ew. But a late one, if you say it all correctly, all together, a late one. I like it. As far as on the 7-Up ginger ale Sprite spectrum, it's definitely at the top. Definitely.
Yeah, I think I'd give it above Canada Dry.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is still not bad for their mass market stuff.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's. I mean, I don't think I could have a whole bottle of it, is what I'm saying.
That's true. This would be a slow sipper. This would be a 20 ounce of this is, yeah, when you were sick.
You think about it, that's kind of interesting. Because, you know, bourbon, you want to sip slowly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good quality product. A late one. I mean, if you can say, I want to sip it slow and enjoy it and kind of taste it, I mean, that's kind of a good,
yep.
Like,
it's not a chug, like a, you just drink like Coke. Yeah. To quench your thirst. And, you know, it's just because it's there. A late one is got a good flavor to it. It's, mm-hmm. it's to be enjoyed. It's to be savored.
Yeah.
You know,
which is something unheard of in a, you know, 20 ounce, you know, plastic bottle that you can buy at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So. That,
I think anywhere, was it south of Lexington, it starts to get hard to get.
Really?
It's made south of Lexington.
Something like it. I don't know. Some people are little areas can't find it until they get either to Louisville. And it hadn't been that long since it's been coming to Louisville.
Yeah, it hadn't been in Louisville very long at all. It was hard. You could only go like out to the rural counties, like kind of surrounding Louisville to find it. But apparently now they're distributing it in like 8 different states. So, listeners, if you live kind of in this region, but not in Kentucky, you might be able to find it.
You might be able to order from Amazon, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Amazon, do you know what we have now?
What?
Amazon same-day delivery.
Oh, yeah.
We have that now in Louisville?
Yes.
No shit.
No shit.
That's awesome.
I haven't tried it yet.
Ooh, I want to try it.
If you got Prime, you can do that. It's like orders over 35, and you order by a certain time, you'll... By like 2, you'll get it by 9 or something like
Holy
that. Holy
cow.
Wow.
I'm like, because they put a huge warehouse in over out in Jeff, mm-hmm. where the animal plant was.
Well, they've got 2 huge warehouses out in Jeff or Bullitt County, just south of here.
Yeah.
I work way too close to Bullitt County.
I know you do.
I look way too close to Bullitt County.
Again, I'm from Bullitt County. I know.
Oh my God.
Like, I mean, I know why you don't want to work next to Bullitt County.
You remember the Blockbuster? It used to be on Mud Lane.
Oh, hell
and I
yeah.
I think it's a Verizon store now.
Yeah.
Used to work at that Blockbuster.
Did you really?
Yep.
No shit.
Used to manage it. And, of course, we'd have inventory or something, get out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Only damn place opens Walmart. And we're not talking the fancy Walmart that's across the street now. Mm. We're talking the shitty one that's the Feeder Supply now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I think half the pictures from people at Walmart came from that one.
Yep. Really? That's the one that was the only Walmart we had, because there wasn't one in Bardstown, because we live closer to Bardstown. There wasn't one in Bardstown until, you know, relatively recently, you know, like the last 15 years or so. And so, yeah, we'd have to go to that shitty-ass Walmart right there by Mud Lane, and it was crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty...
Hillview. Good old Hillview. That's
yeah,
where
buddy.
Mike, yeah, we met the other night.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he lives, is in Hillview.
Nice.
And then, for listeners that are in other parts of the world, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You ain't missing much.
It's a shithole.
It's a nicer shithole than when I lived out there. I used to live out near McNeely Lake.
Yeah? You think it's nicer now?
Yeah. They got a freaking movie theater and all the restaurants.
I'm talking about like the houses and the people.
I think, of course, my old apartment complex got condemned.
Pardon me.
Oh, yeah, well.
Lake in the Woods?
Oh, I didn't know they got condemned.
They got condemned.
Because I knew somebody used to live out there.
Well, if you're putting your apartment in a lake in the woods, then yeah, obviously it's going to get condemned.
No, it was shitty management.
Oh, my God. Wasn't going to walk place. Down Bullitt County memory lane.
Yeah. That's the reason they call it Bullitt County. Ask Glenn.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I've got another
one. Uh-oh.
I'm not sure if we've had this on the show before. But these are a special candy.
Aren't all our candies special?
They are very special.
Well, aren't we special? Come on.
We are very special.
I mean, I'm super special. Yeah, that's what I mean.
We have jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Jelly belly.
These are better not be the booger flavor jelly beans.
No, no, not booger flavor. No. These are draft beer flavored.
Oh!
What?
So we're kind of keeping the same theme of drinks.
Yeah, okay.
I figured this is our good transitional geek cuisine into our next
half drink, half
yeah.
You know, awesome.
Take a few.
I take one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
We've had these. Crystal and I have had these before.
They look like they've been spray painted gold.
Yeah, they're like shiny gold, and they almost look like iridescent.
Shiny and chrome.
It's like, have you watched? Are you keeping up on Legends of Tomorrow?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of it.
Another one of the great DC TV shows. TV show. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Roy is a badass.
Yeah, he is.
Beer jelly beans.
So these are draft beer jelly beans, and they're from Jelly Belly. And they are these are the gourmet jelly beans. So
now, do you have to be 21 to buy the jelly beans?
No, because there should not be any alcohol in these.
What the hell's the point then?
Just for you lovers of craft beer, Jelly Belly has crafted a new flavor just for you. So pull up your favorite bar stool and enjoy the authentic taste of a freshly poured draft beer in this new alcohol-free jelly bean. Cheers!
Yay!
Where everybody knows their name.
All right, so let's try them.
Yep.
Yep, they suck beer.
Not a beer fan?
Not a beer fan.
So what's cool about these? You can actually taste like the suds of the beer.
Yeah.
Like it tastes exactly like a freaking beer.
A beer, like a sweet beer.
Yeah.
But you still got like a hoppy kind of flavor to it or something.
Oh yeah, like beer.
I mean, you can taste the suds, like the froth.
Yeah, but beer doesn't usually stick to your teeth.
Yeah, no. That's why I'm always apprehensive about jelly beans, like the Jelly Belly crazy. Wacky whatever flavors, like the booger, vomit, earwax, whatever flavors. I don't want those because I don't want those sticking to my teeth. I won't have to taste those.
Like 6 hours later, you gotta go like this. Oh man, that was an earwax.
Oh god. So those roulette whatever.
The roulette ones that they had.
No, I'm not doing them. Nope, I refuse to do those.
Yeah, because those could be nasty.
You have no idea. And I'm just, I'm not doing them. So, forget it.
We'll leave those to Hogwarts.
Yeah, exactly. So, Brad?
I will give them a thumbs up. Just really? Because of because the sheer novelty.
Yeah.
And unlike hibiscus or, a certain other geek cuisine.
They have the...
Thank you, Mrs. Vivona.
Not yet.
Close
not
enough.
Mrs. Vivona yet.
Almost. They do have at least the consistency of jelly bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not the consistency of sushi.
Oh!
Ooh, they make you burp like a squirrel.
That was an interesting
burp. That's hilarious.
Hey, Bailey.
Hi, girl. She's coming back in to visit us.
Hey, off the patio
back
to visit us.
Back into the studio. We have a dog. Speaking of Miss Vivona, I just want to say, we get married in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yay. So, this might be Adam's last recording as a non-married man.
Single dude.
Okay, then I'm going to... Oh, great. I'm going to be the only fucking bachelor on the show. Because even Andy comes over. He's married.
Oh, yeah. Justin?
Oh, we got to get Justin. We do have to get Justin over more, though.
We do.
Yeah.
Yep, all right.
I'll have a different last name next time, if I'm on here.
No, you're not going to do the hyphenation thing?
No, I'll probably keep my maiden name, because, I'm a modern woman, whatever. But I'll keep it like as a middle name. No hyphenate.
Well, we want to go into our next geek cuisine.
What's the next geek cuisine? We're just rolling.
Plow right on through them. All right. Well,
Glenn's going to be mad he missed this one.
I know, right?
Yep.
We have peeps.
Yay! More peeps.
Guys, we have peeps.
Peep poops and cat farts.
Peep poops and cat farts. These are limited edition.
They're all
peeps. They're special.
They are special. These are raspberry. These are raspberry delights.
You don't like raspberry?
No, no, I was going raspberry. To make it a raspberry.
Oh,
raspberry. So these have those.
Oh, it's like a white chocolate.
Yeah, it's got like a white chocolate thing on the bottom.
They look like
and,
a little boat.
They got those like those confetti flakes around the.
I like the birthday party cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But they're not pooping everywhere because no. I guess the white chocolate on the bottom keeps them from doing that.
Yes,
they're constipated.
They smell great. Gosh, they smell good.
Ooh, they do. They smell like a
yes.
They smell like a Yankee candle.
Like a raspberry Yankee candle. Mm. All right, let's dig in.
I'm gonna bite the head off. I'm Aussie.
So delicious.
Oh my god, they're pretty good.
Aren't they amazing?
Isn't it?
These are great bubblegum.
Kind of.
Which is real funny because it's not great.
Yeah. It's supposed to be raspberry. Yeah. I definitely taste the raspberry in here.
Yeah.
Well, I think once you get the...
Now I get into the chocolate stuff.
Yeah, the chocolate stuff is more the raspberry flavor, I think.
Chocolate's really raspberry. Damn, they're good. And again, remember... I used to hate Peeps. And it's because of Geek Cuisine that I've now opened my heart to
palate.
The loving taste of a Peep.
Loving embrace.
The loving embrace on my tongue of a Peep.
Yep.
Oh my god. So good. Nom, nom, nom.
So, thumbs up?
Thumbs up.
Two thumbs way up.
We're not done yet.
Raspberry Peeps. Go get them.
Mm-hmm. These are the same limited edition. But these are blue.
They're so blue, they
don't know what to do.
Oh, props for knowing VeggieTales.
Yeah, I know VeggieTales.
Oh my gosh.
We have Blueberry Delight. Peeps.
Yum.
Which they look like Smurf measles.
The same thing.
You've got the Smurf measles.
Smeasels.
Smeasels?
Measles.
Smeasels.
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 That's Smurf-tacular.
Same thing. Same, I guess, line of flavors, but...
Yep. Still white chocolate.
Just blue. Something. With blue confetti. Flakes
they
on.
Smell
mine
so
have
good.
Paris Hilton eyes.
I think.
They get the one with
the small unlucky. Set apart. Yeah.
Yeah. One's a little lower than the other one.
Oh, yeah. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Yeah,
okay. Well, I think she did that to herself.
All right, let's dig in. Oh, God.
Now mine looks like a shoe.
A little bit. These are more blueberry than the raspberry ones were raspberry.
Mm-hmm. Blueberries taste like blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries taste like raspberries.
And schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Yeah, these are my favorite, I think. Even though I love raspberry... As far as the...
Accuracy?
Sure, accuracy.
And the tart hit in the back of the mouth.
These are my favorite. Definitely.
Get in my belly.
Yum.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, thumbs up, huh?
Thumbs up.
Two big thumbs up again for those.
And only, what, 50 calories each?
Yep.
53 calories each.
Yeah, because normally they're like 30, but I guess because of the chocolate on them.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think three regular Peeps is 100 calories.
Yeah. They're a low-calorie snack to hit that sweet tooth.
Yeah, but you got to stop at three. That's
well,
the problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
So all three of these are 160 calories.
That's not a bad snack.
That's not terrible.
It's quite tasty.
Oh my gosh. And that, like, not the little pieces of it are stuck in my teeth. We were talking about it a second ago. Oh, and it's, like, so good to, like...
I wouldn't quite say filling.
No.
But for sheer flavor, very bam.
Damn.
So, that's amazing. I say we take a break before we get into the other...
Alrighty.
Section.
Oh, you got another section. Okay.
Of Geek Cuisine.
Oh, you got more. Shit.
We have so much.
This is the scarier, maybe.
All right.
We'll see.
Oh.
Stay tuned.
Remember, I'm at your place, so if I vomit, it's your stuff.
No, we'll get a bucket.
All right.
We'll get you a bucket.
Well, I'm not that far from the patio.
True, yeah.
throw up off the patio onto our neighbors downstairs.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of awesome.
All right.
I kind of want to see
that. We will be back with more of the show right after I hit this pause button.
are starving in Japan, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it. Have a banana, have a whole bunch. It doesn't matter what you had for lunch, just eat it. Well, I'm yelling and we're playing, but I don't know what I'm saying. What's the message I'm conveying? Can you tell me what I'm saying? No! I'm going, going, I'm going to the hospital. I'm going, going, going to the hospital. Yeah, I'm going to the hardware store. People say I'm a geek, a moronic little freak, an annoying pipsqueak with an unfortunate physique. But the Frenchies think that my poop don't stink. I'm a genius in France. Talk with your mouth full, bite the hand that feeds you, battle more than you can chew. Dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid, dare to be stupid. And another comes on, and another comes on, another one rides the bus. Hey, I'm gonna sit by you, another one rides the bus. I just can't understand it. Why won't you return my phone calls? Are you still mad I gave a mohawk to your cat? Oh, Melanie, what can the problem be? Sweet Melanie, why won't you go out with me? I'm driving a truck, driving a big old truck, pedal to the metal, hope I don't run out of luck. Wearing feather boas with sequins and chiffon, driving a truck with my high heels on. Everybody shut up. Okay, here's the deal. I'll try to educate you, gonna familiarize you with the nomenclature. You'll learn the definitions of nouns and prepositions. Literacy is your mission, so that's why I think it's a good time. And he smiled as he said, with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas, y'all. Now you're all gonna die. The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the raw deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. I know Darth Vader's really got you annoyed, but remember, if you kill him, then you'll be unemployed. Oh, my Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. Yo, 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 Yoda. They see me mowing my front lawn. I know that they're thinking I'm too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Can't see I'm wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Oh, gee, I'm wide and nerdy. Look at me, I'm wide and nerdy.
Are we recording? Yeah, it looks like we're recording. I think we're recording.
Awesome.
All right.
Yay.
Okay. So.
All right, back.
We're back.
We're back.
Back to Geek Cuisine. All right. We have a wine. We have a sparkling wine.
It is a dessert wine.
It is a... Almost. Well, I guess technically, since we just got done with dinner, and we are drinking the wine after we have had dinner, so...
Which is a very tasty dinner, I might add,
too. Oh, thank you.
Chicken ranch, and I am not one for... Funky chicken.
Yeah.
Well, not the funky. The funky chicken.
Funky chicken. Sorry. That's a great dance.
You dance?
Okay. Well, give me enough of this. We'll see.
I'll have to record that. We have Almond Creek. This comes from Almond Creek Vineyards, which is appropriate because it is almond flavored. This is an almond flavored sparkling wine. From California.
So it's not actually wine made from almonds, which would be kind of impossible.
That, well, they make milk from it.
They grind them up and mix it with water.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know that that would be appetizing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how
they
do this.
It looks like skim milk and it's nasty.
I drink it.
But,
skim milk is nasty.
Yeah,
it looks like watered down
milk. Skim milk is nasty. I used to think 2% milk was nasty.
It looks like that water you would clean your paintbrushes in.
Yeah.
Cloudy water. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not good.
Yeah, you know, like it's out of Flint.
Michigan?
Yeah. So, I poured up...
Champagne.
Glass of
champagne for... almond champagne for everybody here.
So, you're drinking your champagne out of a Captain America glass.
Hell yeah.
So it surrendered to it.
America. True. It's a little white flag right here.
Yeah, a little
bit. All right, let's try it. Okay. Well,
oh,
that's
wow.
Different.
Hmm.
That is different.
It's dry.
Very.
Oh, yeah. There's the Sahara going down in my throat.
Whoa.
Not
there's
bad.
The almond. I'm not getting bad. The almond flavor on the tail end.
Do that or arsenic.
Yeah, well, could be both. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know either. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not terrible.
I've had far worse.
Yeah.
We've had tofurkey and gravy soda.
Oh.
Country ham.
Mm. Asparagus.
Brussels sprouts. Christmas tree.
Oh.
Ooh, Christmas tree. Okay.
Christmas tree.
Like it tastes like balsam, yeah. Cedar.
Coming from a guy that worked at a Christmas tree lot for several years in high school, a whole rush of memories flooded back when I took a drink of this soda.
And they weren't good ones?
They weren't bad ones. It was memories of working at the tree lot.
I thought it was memories of like maybe a tree falling on your face.
Oh no!
Something but like that.
Hanging the trees on the in the racks and stuff, mm-hmm. You would get a tree full of of needle or a face full of needles from the tree, and mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, it would be in your mouth. You taste it, and like blah, 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 And they capture that flavor so accurately.
Wow.
That all those memories came back.
Yeah.
That's
I wish Jones Soda still did those holidays.
Oh, love to try all them.
Those were awesome.
We'll go back and listen to some. I know you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. There's some scary ones. The pie ones were good.
Well, yeah, the pie ones were good. What was the one year we did like 5 packs or something? We did.
That was one of our centennial
episodes. We did like the Thanksgiving pack, the Hanukkah pack,
the Christmas pack,
some
other pack,
the pie pack.
Yeah.
And there was something else.
Shit.
And there may have been some other just special flavors that we picked up too.
It was a extravaganza.
It was like
all in one episode.
I think it was even split into several episodes,
several parts.
Yeah, each pack was a segment.
Damn,
pretty much.
So Jones Soda still exists, right?
Yeah.
So where the fuck are they?
They're still around.
They've scaled back. I don't know that they've been very profitable.
Oh.
Because they use real sugar and shit.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to be cool, probably, with these awful flavors, though, too. And people weren't buying them.
Yeah.
Now, you can get some that every once in a while weird flavors from the site, because they do every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
They will do turkey and gravy from the site.
Really?
Yeah. That's nasty.
That is some nasty stuff.
That is nasty.
The flavor is accurate,
mm-hmm.
but to consume it in a soda form, in carbonated bubbles and all, it fries your brain.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if Crystal's been on the show where we've talked about a place in Cleveland called B.A. Sweeties. It's a big-ass candy store.
Oh, I remember you saying something about that.
I don't know if that's what B.A. stands for, but... It is a big-ass candy store.
Yeah.
Like where stores would go to stock up and stuff. But they have a regular retail part, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this whole truck pallet bed of nothing but weird, bizarre sodas from different companies. I'm just like...
Hmm. Interesting.
Maybe I get some mailed down here.
That's awesome. I love taste testing shit.
I've been trying to get my merchants in Chicago to send me down some Garrett's popcorn.
Garrett's popcorn?
Garrett's popcorn.
What makes it special?
Oh my god, it's this cheese corn. It's like hot out of the popper. And it's like hot buttered corn, popcorn mixed with some caramel corn and mixed with cheese corn, so you get this triple flavor mix. Oh my god.
Hmm.
It's freaking popcorn crack.
So that gives me another idea for another geek cuisine.
Uh-oh.
If I even have any left.
What?
So if you take cinnamon popcorn, which is hard to find,
okay.
But you can find it. Sometimes, like, especially around the holidays, like some of the, like the regular, like, Act One and all those popcorn companies will come out with cinnamon popcorn. No butter or anything on it, just cinnamon.
Okay.
And some, salt. And then you mix it, because by itself, I mean, it's like, okay, it's cinnamon popcorn.
It's too much
cinnamon. Too much cinnamon. If you take a bag of cinnamon popcorn and a bag of butter popcorn, pop them, put them together in a bowl, just kind of mix them together, it's fucking awesome. It's like eating a freaking cinnamon roll. It's
speaking of eating
amazing.
A cinnamon roll, I saw a recipe, and next time we're in studio, we may have to try this. It's cinnamon roll shots.
That's awesome.
And do you know what the main ingredient of the cinnamon roll shots is?
Fireball.
Of course.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
Never fails.
Hold on. Wait.
We did.
What did we do with the fireball and the cream soda?
Did we do the cream soda?
Vanilla cream soda. Isn't that cinnamon roll?
Yeah, I don't think we did the whipped cream on the top.
No, we didn't do whipped cream.
No, we didn't do whipped cream.
But it was fucking awesome.
We've done Fireball so many times on the show, I forget.
Yeah.
It's and delicious.
And then the one time that apparently somebody, when Andy and I really killed the bottle.
Oh, kind of, went overboard.
Yeah.
With it.
I still haven't had the courage to re-listen to that one. Apparently I was a little slurring after that.
It's always some fun.
I don't think I haven't
listened to
that one yet.
Yeah, but between Andy and I, we killed the better part of a fifth of Fireball.
Potent shit. So what do y'all think of the almond champagne that's not champagne?
Like champagne.
It's actually kind of,
I don't know.
It's growing on me now that I'm drinking it.
Alright.
I'm indifferent to it, so I will give it a null thumbs
up. If you like dry champagne, which a lot of people do.
It's a very dry champagne.
It would be delicious. I'm not a huge dry fan. Yeah. I like the Spumante, the Asti. So I'd like it a little more sweet, but...
Yeah, not my favorite.
But it's
fine. I'll give it a thumbs up just for the new experience.
You didn't give Cuttlefish a thumbs up, and it was a new experience. All these
there's new experience and there's new horror.
Well,
there's
yeah.
scarring for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Brad.
We'll finish it up. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Come on.
All right.
Nine, it's
bottoms. Dry.
We got more to do.
Oh, gosh.
You all right?
Oh, don't.
Don't do that.
Don't shoot it.
It's lots of bubbles.
That was crystal.
Oh, yeah. I just burped.
It's like half carbonation.
Whew. Lots of bubbles.
So, I've got our next geek cuisine.
Which I'm not going to like.
And this, probably not. This is a local beer.
Really?
Yep. This is made right here in Louisville, Kentucky. It's from Goodwood. Yep. So, best in the morning. This is Goodwood Pale Ale. And I like pale ales. So, I figure I might like this one. I've not tried this one before.
Okay.
So, this could be good for me. This could be bad. So, we will see.
We will find out.
Let's find out together.
That was not me.
Oh, it's
a foamy motherfucker.
Yeah. Here you go, babe.
Jerry, pour yourself some?
I did.
All right. Let's pour on the side here so we don't have as much foam.
You're not even supposed to pour.
See?
I know.
See?
Yeah.
That's how it's done. Now, I don't think I'm going to like this. And I'm smelling it, and I'm pretty sure, again, I'm not going to
like
this. I'm not a pale ale. I'm not an IPA fan. So
I'm not a beer fan, period. Oh.
Which I guess is technically, well, it depends on how they brewed it, but it might be an American pale ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not good. It's still hoppy.
Yeah, this is actually, I like me the Blue Moon. I like me the Hoegaarden.
The what garden?
Hoegaarden.
They plant them. They grow them in a garden now.
Oh, yeah, they're homemade.
Oh, damn! This is hoppy.
Yeah, this is really hoppy. This is almost too hoppy for me. I don't know if you're gonna like this one.
I probably not.
Do you know what hops taste like?
Shit.
Bitter.
Yeah.
Oh, then it'd be like most of my exes. No, I'm just kidding. They're all pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
That was me again.
Oh, God.
That's a cuttlefish face.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't like...
You have to finish that one.
That's why I don't like IPAs.
Oh, God, that is nasty. Tastes like soap.
Yes.
It tastes like soap.
I think it'd be better if it was colder.
It had a nice zest.
Yeah.
You can taste like a citrusy kind of zest to it. But that's about the only
thing. I just tasted zest.
It's about the only thing that saved it.
Are you zestfully clean now?
Oh, you mean like zest, the actual bar soap?
Zest.
Here. Pour it in your glass.
Unless you're zestfully clean.
Yep. Right. So that confirms it, folks.
Yeah, I'm getting the thumbs down on that shizzle.
Of the pale ales.
Did we talk about what you gave me earlier?
Oh, we haven't yet.
Yeah,
let's do that.
So Brad is chasing it with something much better.
Yeah, something I never thought I'd be drinking is Jack Daniels.
Yep.
Jack Daniel's Jack Apple.
It's a, what are those?
Country malts? Cocktails. And it looks like, beverage. You know, somebody needs a little bit of hydration.
Yeah.
Not too much. Mm-hmm.
Not, well, it's not right. Too bad. Not terrible.
Very straw colored. flavored beer.
Oh, I just got what you're saying.
Silling maker, brewed and bottled by Jack Daniel's Beverage Company, Louisville, Kentucky.
Is it Louisville, Kentucky?
Yep.
Well, what's that?
Right there? Well, they must make them at Brown Foreman. Yep. Because Brown Foreman owns Jack Daniel's.
Even this, they even make the bottles look like the bottleneck look like a bottle of Jack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jack's cool. Signature is embossed on the bottle. But it's pretty good.
It's tasty.
Did you have one, sweetie, for dinner?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually drank it, yeah. very quickly. It was so good.
You know, I think it's actually a little better, even just a little warm.
Really? I guess it brings out the apple
flavor.
Brings out the apple a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. It was delicious.
Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah. It's mine's been so low. I'm gonna try it a little warmer.
Hmm. Yep. That apple comes out more. When it's a little warmer.
I think mine was...
It was pretty
delicious. I think mine was so warm. I think it wasn't in the fridge as long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's damn tasty.
Like that's pretty good.
Awesome. I love how the label reminds us we must be 21 to drink it. Up at the top there.
You have to.
Like, oh, I can see somebody being like, oh, shit, I'm only 20. I can't drink this.
I forgot. I must put it down. I must give this to the nearest 21-plus-year-old.
Oh,
and walk away.
Shit.
What?
I just realized something.
What?
I am the oldest one in the room.
Yes.
I'm the second oldest in the room.
I'm the youngest in the room.
No, you're not.
No, actually, Bailey is.
Bailey's the youngest.
Aw, Bailey. Hi.
But you know, in dog years, she's the oldest in the room.
Not by much.
She's an elderly person. She's like in her 60s.
Okay. That's why I always like
70s.
To get...
70s?
That's why I always like to have Glenn or Andy around.
Didn't they say the dog years is a dumb thing?
Probably. And who it's knows? Like breed specific and shit.
Yeah.
So.
And she is the most puppy looking senior dog that I know.
I would not believe that she was 9 or 10 years old unless I had pictures to prove it. Like I was showing Adam a picture from like 2007 or something mm-hmm. the other day.
Yeah.
Her. And I mean, she's full grown.
I would say like 5 or 6, maybe, you know.
She is one spring chicken.
She is.
She does look very strong, too.
Oh, she's a pit bull mix for our listeners out there.
Yeah,
she's
pit bulls, they're so dangerous.
Oh my gosh, they will kill you with kindness and love and
puppy kisses.
I mean,
puppy
kisses. She came right up to me, even with me stinking a cat.
And loving on him and hugging him.
Hey, boom.
And even smiling.
Yeah, like put her head down on your lap, like immediately. It was like flopped her head on your lap, like sideways. Like, I am yours. Just rub me.
Just rub my head. Rub my ears. I love it.
I was feeling a little lonely because I didn't have a date, but I did. Shopping cause I had some time to waste. But I didn't need a purse or another pair of shoes. What I needed was a hammer and a tube of super glue. So I walk in the store, where do I begin? There are aisles and aisles of tools. I'm just talking about the men. Home Depot, it's my fantasy. Home Depot, it's got everything I need. Work on computers, but I think I gotta start checking out Home Depot. It's a toolbar. Get it? Toolbar? Computers? Tools? Okay, never mind. I met Stanley and Fat Max, Brawnies and Roughnecks. Fell in love with Husky and a big tool chest. They were little energizers, they were on a power trip. They were juicing up the power tools, doing the power strip. These men are so smart, send them into school. I call these professional men. Call them Pro Tools. Home Depot, it's my fantasy. Home Depot, it's got everything I need. Shopping here has made me more gentle and more kinder. Now I know I'm a stud finder. He's a stud and I'm a stud finder. He's a stud and I'm a stud finder. He's a stud. I'm a stud finder. I want to take him home. I am such a fool, 'cause I'm falling for him. is such a tool.
Alright.
Now what you got?
You may need a chaser for this one.
Well, I've still got some of this eject stuff.
Oh, shit. I remember.
What the fuck is this?
It looks crunchy.
It's crunchy. It's got sesame seeds on it, so it must be good, right?
Yep.
And he's very, very, very careful to keep the label pointed away from
yep.
me.
Yes.
Smell it.
I'm afraid to. Oh, that smells like butt.
It does kind of smell like butt.
This looks like something that come out of a butt.
Looks like a little turd.
It looks like something that came out of one of my cat's litter boxes.
It looks kind of like a fried turd with sesame seeds on it. Delicious!
Delicious. It's, yum. Natural crispy with sesame.
What is it?
It's got something first, and then sugar, and then sesame seeds, and then salt.
Something first.
And then metabolsulfide with preservatives.
All right. Oh,
oh dear, Brad, he just got the whole thing.
Brad just threw the whole thing in his mouth.
Tastes like dirt.
Kind of does taste like dirt.
Yeah, well... No.
Salty dirt.
Soft. It's very salty. The salt's kind of overpowering it. Yeah. Yeah.
Have a little bit of that.
It's a little fishy tasting.
Yeah, I'm going to stop because I'm not going to have another one.
Yeah.
No.
Because what is it?
Seasoned anchovies.
Okay, not as bad as I thought it would be. I was thinking insects.
Anchovies.
No. These are...
Oh my god, it burns!
It is a little spicy, isn't it?
Yeah, at the end.
That hug is burning.
It's been burning my tongue. These are, these are Caravelle seasoned anchovies. They are naturally crisp, or natural crispy. Well, not naturally crispy, because they're anchovies. But,
where do we get those?
Trader Joe's.
Bone Market?
Jungle Gyms?
Jungle Gyms. You got them.
Okay.
Oh,
and I went up there with Andrea.
Yeah.
Oh, Jungle Gyms.
And Jessica. Yeah, Jungle Gyms, a good place for geek cuisine.
I know. I need to next time somebody's going, I need to send some money to get a taste of ting.
Pardon me.
Woo-hoo.
Oh.
Have you been to Jungle Gyms?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Chris.
Oh yeah. He introduced. He was the first to They were the first to present the concept of Jungle Gyms to me.
Oh really?
Yeah. What happened was. Christina and I wanted to go Jungle Gym. We couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
This is back before they really had much in the way of mapping on your smartphone and shit.
Yeah.
So we knew about where it was, so we took off, and we found the Jungle Gym's truck. And we said, follow it.
Oh, shit.
So we
like a delivery truck kind of thing?
I don't know. We ended up making it.
Yeah?
And this place is freaking huge. And I wanted to go up there because they carry sodas from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 21, which shows you how long ago this was, because I'll be 46 here soon, I went to Jamaica for a two-week mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
And got hooked on this grapefruit soda that they had called Ting.
Oh, yeah.
It's the real Ting.
Yeah, I think we might have even done it on the show once. But it is really, really good. It's also very, very kind of tart, too.
Ooh.
It's good.
Yeah.
So we went and, of course, bought that, and that was back when we did a lot of Violet Crumbles, too. Where those the candy bars, you had a whack, and it tasted like honey-flavored styrofoam. It might have been before your time.
I think it was before my time.
You came in earlier than we think.
Yeah.
Hmm. But yeah, Violet Crumbles is a chocolate-covered candy, dark chocolate-covered candy bar. And think Three Musketeers or something, but where the interior is kind of like a hard foam.
Okay.
But it's honey flavored. And the tagline is, it's a shatter that matters, and you're supposed to just basically take this candy bar and go, whap! And then open it up.
Huh. To get to the inside.
To get pieces of it, yeah.
Hmm. Oh my gosh. Do they sell that up at Jungle Gyms too?
Oh yeah. I've been able to get that sometimes at World Market.
Yeah.
You can go to World Market sometimes. They got good stuff.
Yes, they do. Every once in a while, they have Jelly Babies.
I've never... It's been a long time since I've seen them. it's been years, I think, since I've seen Jelly Babies at World Market.
Where do you get them?
I don't know.
You haven't had them in a while?
I haven't had them in a while.
You get them from Hoonah.com.
That's true, yeah.
There's always stuff on the internet, or, yep. You know.
If Professor Nick were here, he would say, Hoonah.
Yep, Hoonah.com.
The sea devil.
Well, I don't think we'll subject you to this, but we'll just say what it is here, because if you didn't like that and thought it tasted like butt, this probably tastes like even more...
Even more butt?
More moist and mushy butt.
So whereas that would be a skinny butt, this would be like Oprah.
Moist and mushy butt.
Moist.
Moist. Moist butt. This is... This is a seafood oatmeal.
What?
This is
that's right.
This is a dry package of oatmeal with barley flakes, seaweed, and shrimp powder.
In an oatmeal form.
In oatmeal form. I don't even want to try this.
We're saving that for when the guys are here.
Yeah, this may be for the full crew.
Yeah, this is going to be a full crew.
So wait, listeners. So wait a few more episodes and you will hear about this.
I will pay to send that shit up to Cleveland.
Let's do that.
Oh my gosh. But this is... All right.
I mean, I'll try it.
This is a teaser.
Okay.
Of a geek cuisine to come.
Geek cuisine, ominous teaser of a geek cuisine to come.
Instant oatmeal and cereal, seafood flavored. Oatmeal. Seafood flavored oatmeal.
What language is that, Adam? Can you tell?
This is probably Japanese.
Looks a lot like Fruity Odie Bar. So.
Yeah, this is Japanese. So.
There's like three layers to it. It looks... I bet... You know what that looks like? If you were to take a beer mug and dip it into the Ohio.
Yeah.
And pull it out.
And all the sediment
settles. And the sediment
settles,
into its different layers.
Mm-hmm. That's probably what
that
would look like.
What it would look like. Yep.
Oh, gross.
This product is a mixture of oatmeal, the whole multigrain, and basic ingredients including flake, cereal, seafood, so on. It is a nutritious...
So on?
Yeah, so on?
It says so on. It is a nutritious and delicious drinking for everyone to enjoy it at any time of day.
Drinking.
Yes.
You gotta love English.
Yep.
What I don't understand, like, his sister Andrea, she went to Okinawa, like, a year ago, and all the signs over in Okinawa, I mean, Okinawa is a military base, an American military base, they can get a million people there that speak English.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, her friend that she went to visit there is fluent in English and Japanese. So, why not get them to proofread some of these things? Because all the signs over there are, like, really terrible English. Like, that don't make
sense. Because it's funny.
So, maybe that's why they don't change them. But it's like,
English.
It's so easy to get somebody who knows both languages.
I know, but it makes for great translations in video games.
This is true.
Someone set us up the bomb.
Somebody what?
Someone set us up the bomb. All your base belongs to us.
Jill sandwich.
All your base are belong to us. Yeah. Oh yes, that old meme. Boy, I haven't pulled that one out in a while. That's been, 2005, 2006.
That was year one, season one. Yeah. Year one or season one? It's year one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that looks scary, bud.
Yes, this is. This is actually very frightening, and I think it's more frightening than cuttlefish. I think it's more frightening than hibiscus blooms. I'm actually kind of scared to try this.
What's the shelf life of that?
So,
or can
4/1/2005.
What?
Yeah. So over a year ago. It's dry, dude.
I know. That's the last part, like, another 20 years.
And they're required to put a date on it anyway, so...
I know.
Yeah. And it was $1.
Okay.
for all that.
What, the guys are back?
It's a pretty big thing for a dollar.
When you are back from... Because we don't want to turn you into a mutant on your honeymoon or something.
Oh, yeah, true. All right, yeah, when we're all back together...
After the hiatus.
Oof.
Because with, good old Derby ratings.
Oh, yes.
How the city can take a 2-minute horse race and make a 3-week party out of it. I do not
know. But it's fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What, eating disgusting things?
Well, that part is actually kind of...
Derby.
Talking about Derby and how this city... And I try to explain this to some of my merchants when I'm on the phone. So where are you at? I'm in Lowell. Oh, yeah, and of course somebody mentions the Derby, and they're scandalized that I've never set foot in Churchill Downs. And like, you had a mint julep? My mate, no. They're nasty.
Yeah, only tourists have mint juleps.
You know, so give me a tip. If you're coming down for the Derby, don't order the mint julep. You will get marked as a tourist.
Yeah.
Those shit nasty.
You know what? Not to interrupt your story, but I thought I hated bourbon, which I love bourbon now. I love it. But I thought I hated bourbon because the only time I'd ever had it was in a mint julep. And I was like, this is fucking nasty. This is disgusting shit. And I realize, as long as you get the mint out of it, and
they
the
make
syrup
it,
that they put
they
in
make
it.
A premix for it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. I learned her, though.
Yep. He learned me.
I learned her that the bourbon can be a lot better than what
bourbon
the hell
can
that's
be fun.
In whatever the hell's in the mint julep. Yeah. And sometimes I'll have, like, a mint julep, like, just, like, novelty, just ironically, or whatever, because I had one at Oaks.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Y'all going to Oaks?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know if your employer had something going.
No. Last year they did. It wasn't company sanctioned. It was manager bought tickets to Oaks.
Ooh.
And paid for us out of his pocket. Which was damn expensive.
Yeah.
Nice manager.
Said manager no longer works for Humana.
Yeah.
Got canned.
Yeah. That was
there was a lot of that going around from what I understand.
A bit of a scandal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll not get into. But, they're okay. I would much prefer straight bourbon, though.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Agreed.
We'll go on one of those bourbon tours sometime, take the little Zoom.
Ooh. Oh. I would totally be up for that.
Yeah. That'd be a nice excuse to do the bourbon trail again.
Yeah. I've done most of it, but...
Yeah.
So I'd love to do it again.
Get real crazy and do the Bambi walk on with the...
Oh.
We could.
Now, that just gets into the incrimination factor.
So you get, like, we haven't done enough of that in 500-odd episodes?
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
I've
like
never
our
done
listeners don't know everything about us.
We have confessed to... Well, you guys haven't, but... Have confessed to stealing school property from a school that is no longer the school.
You stole the thing.
The school crest.
The school crest.
Christina's side school crest.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They had a ceremony because they're closing down the high school. They're merging these, merging the two local high schools into one. And this is the last, this was the send-off dedication. So they had this and everybody got to tour the school, wander around the school one last time and everything. Christina went to the drama department and said, yeah, if it ain't nailed down, you can take whatever you want. So we saw some stuff that she wanted. So I've still got some gel plates and stuff around, which is kind of cool. Being a theater nut myself.
Yeah.
And we got back to the gym where they had the last thing and everybody was gone. And I had parked right by the door where the gym was.
Mm-hmm.
And they had two of these crests. One was up on a wall in the... cafeteria area, which you're not getting to without a ladder.
Yeah.
The one was hung on the podium where they were giving the speeches and stuff. So Christine and I are sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to steal that. She said, no, you're not. Don't do that. Said, yeah, I'm going to go steal it. It's only her Aunt Nancy was with us. I'm like, Nancy. She said, what? Watch the door. She's like, why? So I'm going to steal the thing. And then he's like, all right. So she went out and watched
it. She was totally cool with
it.
My aunt was.
So I picked it up, stuck it under my arm, act like I know what I was doing, and walked right out the door.
Was it nailed down?
No.
It was hanging from a nail on the podium, yes. But it wasn't...
It wasn't nailed down, though.
No, it wasn't nailed down.
And they said, take whatever's not nailed down. So I don't think... As a former prosecutor, in my expert opinion, I do not think that's a crime.
I think the statute of limitations is up on that now.
Yeah, well, depends on the state.
But, so she's got the school crest.
And she's turning to law geek.
Law geek.
So, yeah, we've done some crazy things over the past 10 years on this show.
Oh, my gosh.
My word. You are such a criminal, Brad Boyer.
Mm. Yep. Me and my lead foot.
Damn.
So, final thoughts? Not so bad enough that I couldn't get home. Not that it's exactly not like two streets over in the back roads.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But is that it? That's all of our geek cuisine?
That's pretty much it.
Because we're not eating the ass-tastic stuff there that he's
got. We got to save that for everybody.
The fish oatmeal.
Yeah. Everybody's got to get some love on that.
Oh, yeah.
We will subject everyone to that. Yeah.
That's going to be worthy of a Skype in on which actually works surprisingly well. I was surprised how well that turned out.
Yeah, because you could hear it really well on the mic and everything.
One of the things she missed was the cats.
We could totally Ziploc bag some of that stuff, put it in an envelope.
And say, here, this is what you got to do.
Yep.
Put it in.
No instructions.
You should just send her a picture of the bag,
not even that.
Japanese.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Because she could translate it.
Take a picture and then put it on Google Translate.
Well, you've got that app where you just hold, is it Google Translate? Mm-hmm. Where you just hold the phone up, the camera over the phone, and it just translates it immediately. Yeah.
And it overlays
so cool.
It onto the image.
Even tries to use the same font, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With color, same color.
It's creepy.
So, final thoughts, Crystal?
This has been a fun night. This has been really cool. It was impromptu. It was all about some food, some geek cuisine, and I'm glad we did it.
Your last podcast is a single woman?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
All the single podcasts.
Yeah. 2 weeks from tomorrow, I'll be a married woman.
Jesus Christ.
Adam's going to make me an honest woman.
Yeah. Chris is going to make me an honest man.
Man.
Well, congratulations, both of you.
Thank you.
And thank both of you for making my ass get out of the house.
Yes.
Hell yeah. You got to have some change of scenery.
That's right.
And I mean,
I don't know. Change the scenery. I have a calico cat. Every time she moves, she looks different.
You have to converse with people and not cats sometimes.
I'm beginning to crack their code.
The cats can't talk back.
Yes, they do.
They can't talk.
They can talk back, and they do.
They say meow, meow, meow.
You got to interpret it's subtle nuances. It's like Eskimos, and there are many words for snow. They have many different
nuances of meow. For meow.
Yeah.
Many different words.
And, yeah. Means like, you alright? Means my bowl's empty. That kind of thing.
You're becoming one of them. You're human, though.
I know. And damn it, I'm becoming a cat person, and I swear I would never be a cat.
You're infected
person.
With that damn parasite.
Probably.
That goes to your brain.
Collect cats.
Probably. I am probably infected with the cat parasite.
Ugh.
But I wouldn't trade it. They keep me somewhat sane.
They are pretty sweet.
If you ever need a dog fix, come on over.
I will.
Hang out Bales.
Bailey already loves you. So
Bailey's awesome.
Bailey is cool.
Better than the little shit dog that I had. Well, it wasn't mine. It was Dad and Sanders. But little Lhasa Asa.
Oh, Lhasa Asa, yeah.
Lopsided asshole is what I call it. He was a mean little bastard.
Oh.
Little gray hairball. And when we got him, Mom and Dad were still married. And the poor puppy, it was the exact same color as the carpet.
Did you lose him?
Trip on him?
There were more than once when he got stepped on because I wasn't wearing my glasses.
Well, that's probably why he was an asshole to you then. He's like, damn.
Fucker, get out of the
way.
The
guy fucking steps on me all the time. He probably thought you were an asshole.
I am. The people, if you haven't figured that out, in 500 something episodes. Somebody asked me the other day, how long have you and Christina been apart? I said, 532 days. 35 days a day. How do you know? I said, that's because that's the day I got my Xbox One. Because I can go back in past entries.
Because you could.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Like, wow. What? Why? By that? Well, She swore she was going to leave me if I ever bought an Xbox One. She leaves me?
So I thought, what the hell?
What the hell? I'm going to go buy an Xbox One.
What the hell?
And thus endeth the humorous story of the evening. And my final thought, Adam, have I given you a final thought?
No, not yet.
Yeah, so what's your final thought, Adam?
Because
I'm trying to correct my mistakes that I've always been accused of before.
Oh, it's okay. That's okay. Final thought. The weather is spectacular.
Yes, it is.
It has been amazing.
It's been great driving weather.
So get outside and enjoy it.
Have an adventure.
Have an adventure. Go to a place you've never been before. Go hiking. Go to the park. It's nature, people. Get outside and enjoy it. It's there. It's free.
I go to the
free.
Park all the time. It's right across the street.
You can be a geek and still go outdoors.
Exactly. I'm living proof.
There's a portal right across the street. I can sit on my couch and protect that portal.
I've been doing that too here recently. Yeah, playing Ingress. I'm level 7 now.
I stopped playing.
Did you?
Oh, shit. So I'm wearing a Bellarmine University t-shirt right now.
Ah,
we drove through Bellarmine's campus the other day to cut through just to get to somewhere else.
Just to have the
portal. And then he's like, oh, shit, there's a portal here. And so we like pulled up by the library and he was like attacking the portal. And it was kind of fun.
Yeah, there was one set of portals I was defending up by St. Rita's there for a long time. They had 3 of them. And apparently I pissed somebody off. Because they stalked the rest of mine hard.
Because
I ended up breaking the chain.
I got a message from Andy the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Saying that, stop doing that. And I'm like,
Oh, you...
Actually, first of all,
I said,
like...
Blue? Are you playing green?
I'm playing green, yeah.
Yeah, you bastard.
Yeah, he's playing blue.
I know. That's why I believe it's blue.
Okay. And I don't know why I picked green. I guess I like green. And I was like, who is this? And he was like, oh, this is Andy. I'm like, oh.
Which portal was it?
So it was downtown.
Okay.
I think he just saw me taking over portals.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, hey, quit it. What are you doing?
Is Castlevania on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of like me. Same thing, all over the place.
Yeah, I own... Well, I did. I was getting notifications I was being attacked. But I own the Belvedere and... in Main Street. I own those places.
You own them.
Yeah.
That's
kind of impressive.
Those are high value. And they stayed up during thunder?
No. No. This was just past this week here, okay. Past few days.
I was gonna say.
And what it does is it's cool because it gets you out. It gets you walking to these locations.
No,
so that's why you've been taking lunch walks. Not because you just wanted to take a walk.
No,
because you
I also want steps on my pedometer, too. I also want... You know, rack up those vitality points.
I was going to say, it does go to vitality points.
I'm going to get enough, and then you can get the key, and then you can sit from your couch and recharge your portals from your couch.
In case somebody is under
somebody, you fucker, you're attacking it?
Attacking it,
yeah.
Recharge. Yes.
And you can only do that if you own it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or have a key. No, if you have a key, you can do it. You don't have to own the portal to be able to recharge it.
True.
Because that little motherfucker came through and hit like everything because I had the portal that you can get to from my couch.
Yeah,
I had the 3 at the that are at the Bon Air Library.
Uh-huh.
Had those, and I had something which I guess disrupted a big green field.
Oh yeah,
because
I disrupted a huge blue field today. I used a Jarvis device.
Fuck you! I want to fuck you.
Yeah, and basically what it does is instead of attacking it, destroying it, it flips it to my side.
Yeah, because
so there were level 8s all around, and like a couple level 7s. So it was a high value target, and with a shield and a turret and everything. I just came by and flipped it to green. It's mine.
I was tempted to do that because at the Rose Building on Bardstown Road was the start of a big green field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, motherfucker.
So who installs, Adam and I were talking about this earlier, who installs the portals?
No one installs the portals. You just snap a picture and send it in.
Really?
And they will eventually create
really?
It. Yeah. Well, they got a backlog. They've shut them off. But, you snap a picture and it sends geo coordinates and everything and it can become a portal.
Oh, okay.
And so.
I was going to say, you can make like our condo a portal, but then we probably have traffic coming back here, people trying to.
Yeah. It probably wouldn't be that.
In theory, you're supposed to do it in more public places.
Yeah, like
every one of these damn derby horses mm-hmm. is a portal.
Just about. That's kind
of
neat.
Yeah. Any kind of landmark or unique
all these,
sculpture or something
like that?
All these
placards that you see in front of Walmart and Lowe's like and all that.
Historical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Historical markers. Those are portals.
That's cool.
Churches usually have a lot of portals.
Mm-hmm.
Or if St. James has a portal. That's where we're getting married.
Probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. So, well, at least by the time this is out, the wedding will be over and they can't stalk you.
Yeah. Ingress. We're talking about the game Ingress. And
Adam plays for the wrong side.
No, I play for the right side.
You play for the ones that are trying to take over the world.
I know. We're enlightened. We know
no,
what's going
but
on.
You, I have seen the movie. I know how this movie ends.
They're benevolent overlords.
Yeah.
You said you were for the good side, Adam.
That is the good side.
No, it's not the good side.
It sounds like y'all are the conquerors.
Nope. They are. They're. Have you seen V?
No,
yes.
No, she hasn't.
I saw it a long time ago in the theater.
No, it wasn't in the theater.
TV show.
Oh.
Not V for Vendetta.
Okay.
It's a V.
And
a TV show.
Aliens, they come in peace. But secretly, what are they doing? They're stealing our water. Mm-hmm. They're kidnapping people, freeze drying them for food.
Mm-hmm. Freeze
That's what these bastards are going to do.
You're going to freeze dry people, Adam?
They last longer.
Oh, my God.
That's what's going to happen. I thought about that. I said, green. Perfect. I have the green energy. I bet that. And then I started reading. I'm like,
people jerky.
No. Fuck
like
that. I'm going blue. I am resistant.
Soylent jerky.
That's an episode title. I don't have to think about that.
Soylent jerky. That'd be a great title for the game scene.
And I think on that note,
yes,
we are out of here.
Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
Here.
Bark. Ruff.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.